The following podcast is a presentation of Small Biz America.
Small Biz America. The Brain.
Hi, I'm David Wolf. Our guest on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is the co-founder of Mind Over Markets, a marketing business development company located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Irv Weinberg has worked for some of the world's top advertising agencies, including Young & Rubicam, Wells, Rich & Green, Lintus, and Gray Advertising, all located in New York City. With more than 30 years of advertising and marketing experience, Irv has been responsible for heading up the advertising and marketing efforts of many Fortune 500 companies, nonprofit organizations, and small to medium-sized businesses nationwide. Joining us here on the Small Biz Brain to help demystify the world of marketing is principal from Mind Over Markets, Irv Weinberg. Good morning, Irv.
Hi, good morning, David. Thank you so much for having me on.
Thanks for joining us on the Small Biz Brain. You know, you've worked with many large advertising campaigns of huge scale, well-known brands, large budgets over the course of your career. I'm curious, when it comes to marketing or creating a brand for a smaller business, is the approach any different for you?
No, actually, it's not. I think the basic principles are always the same. Take a large client. They have the same issues. They just have more money to spend it on. And so for me, it's always getting to the core of what every individual business does and finding out what is the unique thing they have to say, what is the unique thing about their own offering, and can we say that in a unique and memorable way. So for me, it's all the same.
Now, when first starting with a new client, a smaller business, let's say, or a medium-sized business, or whatever size, what are some of the initial questions you ask them?
Well, the first question I ask is going to sound funny, but it's, what business are you in? And the reason I ask that question is a lot of people I work with, and this is especially true of smaller companies, they know the product they make, but often they're not sure what the business is. Now, what I mean by that is we handled a startup software company recently, and when I asked them to describe to me what it was they make, it took 10 minutes for them to tell me what the software did, and actually the software was to simplify corporate compliance. And after it, I said, well, you know, forget about all the ins and outs of the software. You're in the simplification business. And they said, you're right. We never really could put a handle on that. And we actually changed the name of the company to Simpliance because they did simple compliance. And that's an example of when I say the difference between the product you make and the business you're in, which is always helping someone achieve something with your products.
Thanks, Irv. I'm curious, when it comes to brand creation, and you've been around brand creation for a long time, what makes a great brand, and beyond that, what makes certain brands stickier than others?
That's a great question. I think what makes a great brand is taking something that everybody understands and putting a great handle on it. Like, for instance, when I did Red Lobster, it was the seafood lover in you. When we did Dr. Pepper, we took the underdog concept and came up with the branding line, America's Most Misunderstood Soft Drink. So it's finding that unique thing that actually makes sense to people, that doesn't need a lot of explanation. And I also love it when the name of a product actually talks about what it does, and it's a little thing that I kind of call for myself, the name is the claim. So for me, when you can name something or a service that you do and it really tells people what you do without them having to think too hard about it,
yeah,
that's what makes it work.
Oh, that's great. So it's embedded in the name itself,
exactly,
in the brand, and therefore the brand, and you stand for that. That's great.
Exactly.
That's great. When it comes to creating brands in the case of micro-enterprise or small businesses, is it possible for a small business to create a brand, and how do you suggest they approach that problem?
Well, I think it is possible, and I think today, I mean, in the old days, of course, in the old days, me being 10 or 15 years ago, you really needed a huge amount of money to make an impact nationally. Today, in the new media, which is something I know you're involved in, and we certainly are as well,
yeah,
there is a way to get your message out today that is very cost-effective, and I believe in two things very strongly. If it's a package of good product, the cheapest and most effective form of advertising is really good packaging, because that's the moment of truth when the customer is walking down the aisle of a store, and good and interesting and unique packaging jumps out. The other thing that I like to suggest to the listening audience is that your own website is really a wonderful selling tool. And if you embed your branding messages into the website, in other words, don't just talk about what you do. Talk about the problems that you solve for people. Raise the bigger issues. That's what's really driving the social media these days. And, you know, you can get your message out in a very cost-effective way. I give you an example. I recently did something for an environmental toy company. And they have a catalog and a retail store where they sell fair trade toys and environmentally friendly toys. And when the people asked me to help them, the woman that owns the company had said to me, I'd love you to do an article for me about environmental toys. And when we did what's called SEO, or search engine optimization, on the terminology, we found out that people were typing into the search engines the word recently recalled toys. So what we did is do the pieces based on the notion of recently recalled toys, and then worked her story in. And I just got an email last night that said the article appeared on Monday for the first time on the net, and between Monday and Wednesday it had moved from number 18 slot on Google to number 11. So that means we have moved her onto the first page of Google, which is fantastic for a company because, as you know, if you're on the third page, it doesn't really matter much.
That's right. And a great example of search engine optimization, SEO, and how that's become really the new voice of the consumer, isn't it?
It does. And, you know, my contention is, and I believe it's true, that the individual, because of the net, now has the same voice as a big person. And I will tell you, David, and I know you know this from your own business adventures, is that content is everything. It's not enough to have a pretty picture or a fun little site. You have to have content in there. And a lot of people used to think you had to buy the words, the keywords from Google. But what we have found out is if you publish a lot of content, if you put out a lot of information, the search engines love you and you move up the slots. And, you know, this is something that any business person can actually do for themselves.
And it makes so much sense, because if you're adding value through your content, if you're generating good content that serves your customer, then it makes sense and follows that you should get the attention. So it's a great formula, and it makes a lot of sense.
It does.
At Mind Over Markets, tell us a little bit about the coaching and the different programs and ways that you're interacting and building your own networks and adding value. I know you have a few different programs you're doing.
Right. Well, first of all, what's interesting to know is that we have been entrepreneurs for many years. In 1987, we started a company called Poochie, like Gucci for dogs and cats. And that was the first high-end pet accessory company, or one of them, I should say, in the country. And we did all kinds of amazing things. You know, so we did interesting products and fun accessories, you know, rabbit ears for dogs at Easter and antlers and all kinds of designer sweaters and all kinds of crazy stuff.
I love it.
But we actually created a lot of that business. But the point of it is that started from a marketing concept which said, people today, especially in America, there's a lot of disenfranchised families. There's a lot of single women that were once married, and men and children, and their pets become their children, and they want to reward those pets. And at the time we thought, oh, well, let's do a cool catalog, but we couldn't find any product that really was good enough, and we ended up doing our own. And it became very successful. In 1991, we were able to sell the company to the second largest food company in America. It was one of those great from the garage to the boardroom kind of moments.
Fabulous.
Within that, we learned what it was to be an entrepreneur, and we learned what it was to not be in the ivory tower of big advertising agencies with millions of dollars of budget. We learned you had to do everything. So the part That's the added value we bring into our company, Mind Over Markets, which is we will do a lot of things for people that a normal marketing company doesn't get involved in. We get involved in business development. My partner, Carolyn, has a separate marketing coaching business where she'll spend her time not doing the work for people, but telling people what they need to do and what they look out for. So we kind of take projects on two criteria. One is, are they socially responsible? Are they doing something good for the planet? If they're not, we won't take them on. The second thing is, do we like what they're doing and the people behind it? And if all those things come together, we feel good about the company, we feel good about the product, what they have to offer, we will really sit down with them and really overview their entire business and suggest a lot of ways to get the word out, to do certain things. And so it's not just, you need an ad, we do an ad, or you need a brochure, and we do a brochure. We're concerned with how you position yourself. And I will tell you that I firmly believe that everything a company does is marketing. How you answer the phone is marketing. What your stationery looks like is marketing. What your business card says is marketing. And so it's not just, here's $1 million, get my name out there. It's really looking at the core values of the company and seeing how can we do everything possible at the tightest amounts of budget to get their word out.
Fabulous thinking. Mind Over Markets is the company. www.mindovermarkets, just like it sounds, .com. www.mindovermarkets.com. Via telephone, 989-4004, located in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Our guest has been Irv Weinberg. Irv, thanks so much for your contribution to the Small Biz Brain.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
Small Biz America.
The Brain.
This podcast is produced by Small Biz America. If you'd like to find out about hosting your own podcast, visit us at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz America.